Which I think brings me to my main conclusion here, and that is that I got married. That's the biggest thing that happened to me over the last... Yeah, I got married for the second time, incidentally. I should have known something was wrong with my first wife. When I brought her home to meet my parents, they approved of her, you know? But my dog died, is what happened. I got to be careful what I say about her publicly, because she's suing me. I don't know if you read that in the paper or not, but I'm getting sued because I made a nasty remark about her. And she didn't like it. She lives on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and she was coming home late at night, and she was violated. That's how they put it in the New York paper. She was violated. And they asked me to comment on it. And I said, knowing my ex-wife, it probably was not a moving violation. Let me tell you how I met my second wife, which is really romantic. I read an article in Life magazine saying there was a sexual revolution going on college campuses all over the country, and I re-registered at New York University to check it out, because I used to go there years ago. I was a history of hygiene major at NYU, and I was thrown out of college, and when I was thrown out, I got a job. My father had a grocery store on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, and he hired me to work for him. I was a delivery boy for my father. It was the first job. And I unionized the workers. And we struck and drove him out of business. He's always been touchy about it. Now, when I went back to school, suddenly everybody wanted to fix me up with women. And I have had a very bad history with blind dates. But you must not misunderstand me. I believe that sex is a beautiful thing between two people. Between five, it's fantastic. And I was very depressed about that for a long time. I was going to kill myself. But as I said, I was in a strict Freudian analysis. And if you kill yourself, they make you pay for the sessions you miss. So I accept this date. First blind date in years. I go to a four-floor walk-up. And I knock on the door, and this girl comes to the door, and she is absolutely beautiful, but really terrific. Great long blonde hair and a short skirt and boots and a sleeveless jersey, and she's packed into it. And when I see a girl that beautiful, I want to cry or write a poem, jump on her. I'm very sensitive, you know? And she asked me what I want to do, and I am not a swinger. My idea of a big evening is to go down to the corner rotissimat and watch the chickens revolve. You know? I take her to a party on McDougal Street in Greenwich Village. We go into a smoke-filled room, and I do not use, you should know this about me too, any sort of consciousness-expanding material. My body will not tolerate that. Either I took a puff of the wrong cigarette at a fraternity dance once. The cops had to get me, you know. I broke two teeth trying to give a hickey to the Statue of Liberty. The party begins to move downstairs, now onto the street. And everybody's playing bongos and guitars. And a cop on horseback comes up to me and he puts his arm around me. He says to me, "Are you one of those draft card burners?" Immediately, and I said, "No, I'm not. I never registered. I don't have a draft card." Meanwhile, the little girl feeds what looks like a cube of sugar to the policeman's horse. The horse showed up at a sit-in in Georgia. Now I decide to strike. I get my date, and I jam her in my Hertz. I have a rented car, which is a flat rate and 12 cents a mile. And in an effort to cut down on the mileage charge, I back up every place. So I'm backing over the George Washington Bridge. Now it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And I get my date back to her apartment. And the two of us are alone, and we're going pretty good. I have to explain this very delicately, because it's really tentative. As I as I am an inordinately passionate man, volatile, sensual. In general, a stud. When making love, in an effort to prolong the moment of ecstasy, I think of baseball players. All right, now you know. Now the two of us are making love violently, and she's digging it. I figure I better start thinking of ball players quickly. So I figure it's one out in the ninth, the Giants are up. Mays lines a single to right. He takes second on a wild pitch. Now she's digging her nails into my neck. I decide to pinch hit from a covey. A Lou pops out. Haller singles, Mays holds third. Now I got a first and third situation. Two out, the Giants are behind one run. I don't know whether to squeeze or steal. She's been in the shower for 10 minutes already. This is too... I can't tell you anymore. This is too personal. The Giants won. And I married the girl, incidentally, and had a very good wedding, I would say. Except for my father, who squatted down and did one of those Russian dances, and he tore a leg muscle and froze in that position, you know, and walked down the aisle like that, you know?